It was an emotional day of testimony yesterday in the first trial connected with last year's January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
The defendant is named Guy Reffitt. He's part of an anti-government militia group in Texas, and prosecutors say he brought a gun with him to the Capitol grounds on January 6th and charged at the police line. One of the key witnesses for the prosecution was Reffitt's own 19-year-old son, Jackson.
So, first, what can you tell us about Jackson Reffitt and his decision to testify?
Well, yeah, his path to this day, this very emotional day in court, started more than a year ago when he contacted the FBI about his dad. His father, Guy Reffitt, the defendant, went to D.C. on January 6th. That's not in dispute. And prosecutors showed us videos from that day where Reffitt threatens to drag politicians out of the Capitol by their hair. And then you can see him on other video climbing a stairwell on the outside of the building headed towards a police line before he's hit by so much bear spray he has to turn back. Now, when Guy Reffitt returned back to Texas after January 6th, Jackson, the son, testified that his dad was proud of what he had done at the Capitol. And so the son actually started secretly recording what his dad was saying.
There will be days your whole life when you'll know that your father was there when an epic historical thing happened in this country.
I've got a lot more to do, you heard. And on that tape, Guy Reffitt called that day an insurrection. He described charging towards the police line, helping people take over the Capitol. He also said that he had his gun on him and, quote, "everyone I know who was there was carrying weapons," though they did not fire any shots. And at one point on the tape, Jackson Reffitt, the son, has this argument with his dad about whether he broke the law that day. Guy talks first in this clip.
Tell me the law I broke.
You carried a weapon onto federal grounds.
Okay. Which part of that is breaking the law?
Guy Reffitt basically asserts that he was protected by the Second Amendment, which is not really the law on Capitol grounds.
So what did the son do with the recordings?
Not long after this, Jackson testified that his dad had become more paranoid about being arrested. He told his kids that they shouldn't turn their dad into law enforcement because, quote, "traitors get shot." Later that same day of that conversation, Jackson Reffitt went to the FBI, handed them the recordings plus screenshots of text messages, and 5 days later, the FBI arrested Guy Reffitt.
Wow. What was the reaction in the courtroom to these recordings?
Yeah, at the start of the testimony, his dad, the defendant, burst into tears. His mom was also in the gallery, also quite emotional. Jackson himself was very soft-spoken, calm. He has not been in close touch with his family since he turned his dad into the FBI. He did wave at his mom as he left the courtroom.
Oh, man. What was the defense's response?
Well, his defense attorney said at the beginning of the trial his client brags and exaggerates. He questioned Jackson Reffitt about his dad's drinking and use of the drug Xanax, suggesting that maybe he was under the influence when he said these things to his son. Jackson Reffitt has also given up quite a few interviews to the media and received online donations. So the defense suggested he may be seeking publicity. The prosecutor asked Jackson Reffitt about that, if he turned his dad in to get rich and famous. He said no.